Hello, everyone. Thank you for being with us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. We wanted to share with you a story today about a girl named Kate, and she wrote an article called I Didn't Marry My Soulmate. It was from KSL.com on December 9th, 2013. The article seems to be going viral, and the title is catchy, so it does make you kind of want to click on it and find out, well, if she didn't marry her soulmate, then who did she marry? We're going to tell you here today. Ready? Here's the story. She begins the article by talking about a guy she started to date that she had an instant connection with. The night she met him, they stayed up all night long just talking. Then she decides to serve an 18-month mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. She said she knew he'd be there for her when she returned, but he wasn't. 2 months before she was to return home, he married someone else. She says, "Who would I marry? Was it possible to feel that strongly about someone again? Would I be settling for second place? Was that fair to whoever I did marry?" When she returned home from her missionary service, she wasn't really looking for her husband, and he wasn't looking for her either, but they just kind of found each other, she says. As it turns out, they were in the same high school graduating class. She remembers Travis was good-looking, but she didn't really know him then. So they plan to go out, and he shows up at her door to pick her up, and he's in a t-shirt and driving an 88 Mustang. She kind of paints the picture that he's kind of a bodybuilder type, and that seemed to be his only focus in life. As she walked out the door with him, she turned back to her brother and rolled her eyes, definitely thinking this date was going to go nowhere. She talks about how they went to dinner, and he was pretty quiet, except when he told her that he'd never had a girl finish her food before he did. While he was paying for their meal, she slipped into the restroom, and that's when things began to change. When she came out of the restroom, she saw him outside, giving a bag of food to a homeless man, along with $20. "I thought you might be hungry," Travis said to the homeless man. Travis didn't know that she saw him. "From then on, we were together. We never stayed up laughing all night. I never got butterflies when he kissed me or held my hand. He didn't sweep me off my feet, and he wasn't one to compliment me very much. But he was stalwart where it counted. He was pure and simple good. He did what was right because it simply was that, right. We just made sense together," she says. Sometime after that, she received what she says was the best advice she had ever received. She had asked a wise older man at church how to know if she and Travis were right for each other. He laughed and said, "You're both very good people with a strong belief in God. It's your choice who you end up with and what kind of marriage you have." She says in that moment she realized something. It doesn't matter whether or not we think we've found our soulmate. A soulmate is whoever we choose it to be, she says. She talks about how she and Travis really have to work at their marriage, work to keep it strong and to make it good. But really, that's just like anything else in life worth having. It often takes effort and hard work. But she and Travis are incredibly happy, and they love each other. You know, there's a really great quote from President Dieter F. Uchtdorf along those same lines, and it's from a talk he gave to the youth. It was a CES devotional, November 1st, 2009, and it was entitled The Reflection in the Water. This is what he said in his own words.
Now, a second question we hear from you young people is, and again I quote, "I'm so lonely. Will I ever find my soulmate?" End of quote. You are waiting for this question, right? I have a number of things I want to say on this subject, but let's start. Let's start with the concept of finding the one person you were meant to be with, the one person who is perfect for you. There's an old story about a young woman on an archaeological excavation who discovers an ancient-looking lamp. When she rubs it, a genie appears, offering her one wish. She thinks for a moment and asks for world peace, that people would love each other and live in harmony forever. The genie contemplates her request and finally says, "What you are asking for is impossible. The division among the peoples of the world is too deep and has existed for way too long. Please ask for something else, anything but that." So the young lady thinks again and says, "Somewhere out there is the one person I was meant to be with. I want to find him, someone who is handsome, thoughtful, and has a sense of humor, someone who will help around the house, loves kids, doesn't watch sports all the time, has a great job, thinks first about my happiness, someone who will go shopping with me, and someone who can get along with my family." The genie considers her request for a moment, sighs deeply, and then replies, "Let me see what I can do about world peace." I know this may be a disappointment for some of you, but I don't believe there's only one right person for you. I think I fell in love with my wife, Harriet, who is here with me tonight, the first moment I saw her. Nevertheless, had she decided to marry someone else, I believe I would have met and fallen in love with someone else. I'm eternally grateful that this didn't happen. But I don't believe she was my one chance of happiness in this life, nor was I hers.
President Uchtdorf always speaks so highly of his wife, Harriet, so it's really interesting to hear him say that he doesn't believe there is only one right person for each of us. It's also good to remember that every relationship takes work, whether it's with a spouse or a parent or a child or a friend. All require work and effort on our part. That's the message we'd like to leave you with today as we close. Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions or comments or stories you'd like to share with us, feel free to send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled "He Loves Me," and it's featuring Catherine Nelson and Jesse Osmond. Thanks again for being with us. From all of us here at the Mormon Channel, we wish you a fabulous day.
He says I'm a light, even though I may feel dark as coal. He says I can shine, even if I can't see my sparks glow. And he says I'm a child of God. He says I am chosen, even though sometimes I feel alone. He says I'm his friend, that I'm never truly on my own. He says I'm a child of God, and I can always trust his words, 'cause he knows all things when I'm unsure, and I can ask and receive. Get down on my knees, pray for more. said, nothing compares to this. That he says, I'm a child of God. And I can always trust his worth. Cause he knows all things when I'm unsure. And I can ask and receive. And heal.